And they'll be able to talk about what happened at Sydney Kings and Melbourne United, a game of NBL basketball which kicks off this weekend. That's Sunday, 3 p.m. Check your local guides. Chris Golding is the captain of the championship-winning Melbourne United Basketball Club. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, mate. Good morning, boys.
Nice to have you with us on the eve of another season. But you won't be there on Sunday. What's the go, brother?
No, I'm just trying to stretch out this extended off-season a little longer. So we played Sunday. I played, you know, probably the most minutes I have for the pre-season, which was all part of the plan. Back up with another hard session on Tuesday, and I just felt something in my old hamstring. It just felt a little tighter than usual. And we scanned it to be sure, and there was just a tiny, tiny little strain in it. So if it was game five of the playoffs coming up, I'd be there. But, you know, this early into what's hopefully a big campaign, we just thought it's best to take the precautionary route for the moment.
No, that makes perfect sense to me. I know it's going to be, no doubt, a long campaign for you at Melbourne United. I imagine it would give you a bit of comfort to know that you can just hand over the reins there of the leadership to someone like Matty Dellavedova, who just comes in and helps a brother out?
Not bad. it's going to be difficult for him, you know, having dealt with LeBron and Kyrie to get the reins handed over from me, but I'm sure he'll be okay.
What sort of impact has he had? I'm interested to find out how he sort of inserted himself into the United campaign.
You know, much the same as he does everywhere. I say there's a few things about Delhi everywhere he goes. His basketball IQ is fantastic. So, you know, first day, he knows all our plays in and out. He knows the wrinkles that we should be running sort of 6 months into the year. He's ready to roll while, you know, a few of the other boys are still getting the names of the plays down. He's a hard worker. He's always in the gym. He's always on working on something to get better, whether it be, you know, his body, his shot, watching video, and he's a competitor. So no matter what it is at practice, Delhi will take you out if it means that he's going to win. So that's what we like down at Melbourne United.
Chris, how hard was it for you to get back into the swing of things after the high of the Olympics, you know, the winning the medal, and then coming back here and celebrating and the like? How hard was it to get back in the swing of basketball?
Yeah, it was a little challenging at first. I kind of got thrown back into the swing of things because I had an opportunity to go back to the States and do some training with the Warriors. So I was very much on holidays. I was up in Noosa, and my agent called me and said, "Hey, can you be on a plane on Wednesday to go to San Fran?" So that snapped me out of vacation mode pretty quickly. And from that point on, you know, your mind starts ticking over what's next. And the biggest thing for me has just been realizing that, okay, yeah, we won the championship last year. We had a great year, but that counts for not much now. You know, it's good to have that in the history books, but there's 9 other teams that want to come and take it from us, and it's time to G back up. And that's the challenge of doing this from year to year. You get new guys, you get a new system, you get new people. The challenge is, how do we piece it together and try and make this thing work? So that snapped me back into it pretty quickly.
And you talk about those new people. The departures are significant from last season. The additions look good on paper, but the start of this season is going to be really important, particularly to get away to a good start.
Yeah, you know, we lost very, very pivotal parts of our championship team. You know, we've added great pieces as well, which we're really happy with, and we're really lucky to have got some of the guys that we have got. But, I mean, I'll be straight up honest, the start of the preseason and how we've played has been a little bit challenging, you know, with so many new guys and trying to understand the system and the way we go about things. So you're exactly right. The first however many games are so important because of the border restrictions that are still in place. Mm-hmm. So we kind of get grouped with the other teams that are in those sort of open border states. And there's some tough teams, so we're going to continually play tough teams, and we're going to have to figure this thing out pretty quickly. So that's another layer to the challenges that we love as professional athletes. But you're right, we've got to be ready to roll from Sunday.
So what's motivating you, Chris? Because you've had such an amazing 2021 with the Olympic medal and then obviously the championship with United. What keeps you going? What fuels you now?
It is, as I alluded to before, just the continual hunt to do it again.
Yep.
It's weird. Like, you think, you know, for the first week or so after the season, you're partying, you're smoking cigars. It's fantastic. It's all good. You think this is great. But then something kicks in and you're like, all right, that's over. Can we, you know, it's that continual hunt for that feeling again. So that's very much what it is for me, especially at my stage of the career. I think I've still got plenty of good years left and I want them to be winning years. And then also a personal thing, my daughter's getting older. She's going to start coming to games more and more. I want her to see her dad out there, packed John Cain Arena, you know, doing what he loves. So, there's a couple of things that keep you going.
No, that's awesome.
You mentioned that Golden State opportunity. So you click back into gear really quickly there. Is that still on the radar? Like, is it more important now to be playing regular minutes for Melbourne United and being one of the stars of the show here? Or does it still motivate you to go over potentially to the NBA and maybe get 10 minutes a game, let's call it, to play in the big show?
Yeah, I think, as long as I'm breathing and walking and dribbling and shooting, you'll always want to, you know, reach the highest level. I'm very much a realist. That was kind of the reason why I went, because I thought, 33, there's not going to be too many more opportunities coming off the back of a fairly good Olympic campaign personally. So that's why I went and rolled the dice. So, of course, if it were to pop up, I would jump at it. But, what's most important to me right now is playing, making sure my body's up to scratch and, trying to win games over here with Melbourne. And, you know, if something were to pop up, absolutely fantastic. But the reality of that is I've probably got more chance of hitting an albatross or something. So, we'll see how we go with that.
Well, with your swing, it's not too far away, that's just around the corner, that. But we are very keen to see that sweet shot of yours out there for Melbourne United through the summer, mate. Good luck getting your that hamstring right. We can't wait to see the season opener Sunday, 3 p.m. Check your local guides against the Sydney Kings. Always great to check. Go well.
All right, boys. Have a good holidays. Lots of golf.